الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned where Ibrahim alayhi salam said إِلَّا مَنْ أَطَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. He mentioned the day of judgment and he said that everybody on the day of judgment will be in trouble except the one, illa man atallaha bi qalbin salim, except the one who brings to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a qalb, a heart which is pure, qalbin salim. Now I'm not saying therefore that you don't have to do good deeds and so on and so forth, but none of that is mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying that the one who is successful is the one who will bring the most good deeds, or who does the greatest good, or does the greatest charity, or spends the most money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or even somebody who goes in jihad. No, Allah is saying illa man atallaha bi qalbin salim, the one who comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a pure heart. Now obviously this does not mean we don't do good and so on, we do all of that, but with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it is the quality of what we bring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which counts, not the quantity. As you all know, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not count the deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will weigh the deeds. The mizan, the weighing scales will be put up. There's no counting machine. You say, how many salah did you pray? No, what was the quality of your salah? Not how much charity did you give. What is the quality of the charity? Was the charity being given to show off, or was the charity being given with ikhlas to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So it is a question of the quality of the deed which has value with Allah, not the number of deeds. Now if you can do a great number of deeds with top quality, then of course all power to you. But it's not just random doing stuff. It is the quality of what you do. That's why the deeds will be weighed. They will not be counted. So, Qalbun Salim is the secret to success, which is a heart which is pure. Now, what's a heart which is pure? A heart which is pure is a heart which is free from all kinds of negative things, which has ikhlas, which has sincerity, which is free from hypocrisy, which is free from hatred, which is free from jealousy, which is free from envy, and you can name it, which is free from greed, which is free from bukhl, which is stinginess and miserliness. A heart like that, that is a Qalbun Salim. Now, today what I want to say is, share with you, is how do you bring this about? How do you create a heart which is like this, inshallah? And one of the ways to do that is to apply a productivity tool which we call force field analysis. So, apply force field analysis to creating the Qalbun Salim, a heart which is pure. Now, what is force field analysis? Some of these guys who have been to my lectures, if they still retain their memories, they will remember that. But if you don't, then I will I'll tell you. Force field analysis is to analyze the forces in favor of or against what you want to accomplish. It's the analysis of the forces which promote or oppose, which are positive or negative to what we want to achieve. So to give you a simple example, supposing you say, what I want to achieve is to wake for tahajjud every night. 1 hour before the time for fajr comes in, I want to wake for tahajjud. So this is my goal. Now you would apply force field analysis to that. So what you do that is a very simple thing. You take a piece of paper, draw a line across the center of the paper and write your goal on it. So wake up for tahajjud. Across the center of the paper, in the middle, you draw this line. And on top of the paper, you draw downward pointing arrows, one or two arrows to remind you what it is. So draw on the top of the line, you draw downward pointing arrows. Below the line, you draw upward pointing arrows. So downward pointing arrows are the things that are stopping you. These are the negative forces. And the upward pointing arrows are the positive forces. So here you've got wake for tahajjud. Now, downward pointing arrows, what do you want to put there? What is it that prevents you from waking for tahajjud? Whatever it is, for each one it will be something else. probably one of the most common things is sleeping late. Because that's, I mean, obviously if you sleep late, then you can't wake up. So maybe some other things, right? Eating too much of dinner or something, Allah Alam. So whatever is on the top, which is preventing me from waking up for tahajjud. And below here, put the positive forces. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to the first heaven. Allah is asking, what do you want? Now that's a huge positive force. Just the awareness, just the thought. Is Allah is asking, what do you want? Tell me, I will give it to you. Now if that doesn't motivate you, then what will motivate you? So similarly, some other things, which are the positive forces. And then, the analysis is to see, how can I remove the negative forces? Because it is the nature of the human being to be positive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us positive. Allah didn't create us negative. So if you remove the negatives from the top, the positives automatically will drive you towards your goal. You don't have to do much. So how do you remove the negatives? So look at the negatives. Now by all means strengthen the positives, but much more important to remove the negatives from the top. If you remove the negatives from the top, then even without strengthening the positives, it will still take you forward. And then of course, if you also strengthen the positives, even better. But if you don't remove the negatives, simply strengthening the positives will not help. The way the analogy I give for this in businesses, for example, is that supposing you say that my goal is to make my business more profitable, right? So whatever level of profitability you have, you say, I want to increase my profitability. So how do you increase the profitability? By two ways. One is increase your sales. More revenue should translate into more profit. But another equally important thing is to plug the holes. You might have a very holy business, and that business is full of holes. You've got leaks all over. You've got somebody stealing your stuff. Inventory control is bad. So you've got all kinds of dead stuff in your inventory. You're carrying all of that. You might have poor productivity. You might have bad industrial relations, poor quality, all kinds of stuff. All of these are draining your profits, right? So even though your sales is going up, profit does not go up proportionately, because that profit is getting drained in all this, in theft, simply bad financial management. So you are losing money. So if you no matter what you do, your profit still will not be proportionate. Some benefit will happen, but it won't be proportionate. So you got your sales guys in your company who are literally running themselves ragged, but you don't see the results because you have a very holy organization full of holes. The example I give of this is, supposing you take a bottle and you want to fill this bottle, or take a big container, you want to fill it with water. Now, if you have holes in this container and you say, well, I'm pouring water with a mug, so what I must do now is put a pressure hose and dump in 10,000 liters of water a minute. What will happen if you do that? If you don't plug the holes, the water will come out of the holes much faster, that's all. I mean, the hole is there. So when you are putting water with a mug, the water trickles. But when you put a pressure hose, the water will spurt out with great force. So all you are doing is, you are ensuring that the water is getting out faster, that's all. I mean, you're not helping yourself. The thing will not fill up because unless you plug the holes. Now if you plug the holes, even a single mug of water will count. It will show some difference in level. So it is very important to remove the negatives, very important to plug the holes. And if you plug the holes, the positives will take you forward anyway. Now you take the same force field analysis, apply it to this Qalbun Saleem. How do I purify my heart? What are the negative forces in my life which are preventing me from purifying my heart? Where is my greed? Where is my jealousy? Where is my envy? Where is my hatred? Where is my stinginess and so on and so forth? Do I give charity every day or not? Or am I telling myself, you see, I'm not earning yet, I live with my parents. But the fact that I live with my parents does not prevent me from having the latest smartphone, doesn't prevent me from wearing expensive watches, doesn't prevent me from wearing branded clothing and so on. The only thing it prevents me is from charity. That's funny. That's very funny. It doesn't prevent me from going to a restaurant a couple of times a week. It doesn't prevent any of that. I don't think twice about filling gas in the car because, you know, it's connected to my dad's credit card or something. The only thing it prevents you from is charity. That's very strange. So how is this Qalbun Salim going to come? So the key thing is to realize that no matter what stage you are in your life, whether you are earning, not earning, whatnot, there is always possibility to do good. And the key thing there is remove all the negatives that you can find. So sit down, do the analysis, write down this thing and say Qalbun Salim or whatever, quality of my salah or waking for tahajjud, whatever you think is important in your life, put it in the middle. What are the negative forces that are preventing you from achieving that? Remove them. What are the positive forces that help you towards them? Try to strengthen those as much as you can, but even if you can't do too much with that, doesn't matter. Remove the negative forces as quickly as possible and you will see a perceptible difference in terms of your life going forward, and that is encouraging in itself, so it will take you forward, inshallah. So that is the application of the force field analysis. I will ask Kumar to send you the diagram of this also with the Fajr reminders. You will get a graphic as well. To remind you, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you to achieve your goals and to help you to remove the negatives in your lives, so that when we face Him, inshallah, on the Day of Judgment, we face Him with a pure heart. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept that from us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.